Welcome to The Best of Ourselves with leadership and life coach Marcia Hyatt.
I like being comfortable. Most of us do. I even avoid really considering the impact of my choices. Again, I'm not alone. We humans come with a long history of being in denial. You know, the earth is flat, or doctors not washing their hands before assisting with births, even though it was proven to reduce infections. We have a history of holding on to ideas that are long past their expiration date. Think about this for yourself. When have you been in denial? Not looking at what we don't want to see is human, and it's very costly. When it comes to our environment, our precious earth, ignoring what is going on and living like we can keep consuming without a cost, will cost our children a lot. I was grateful to have the opportunity to participate in a workshop called The Work That Reconnects. This workshop, created by Joanna Macy, is described in her book, Act of Hope. In her workshop, the first step in her spiral is to come from gratitude, to slow down and notice the gifts we have in our every moment. Doing this practice was easy for our group. There were so many people, places, and things to be grateful for. Doing this brought us into the moment, what is here and now that we can appreciate. And it opened our hearts a bit, which was helpful for the next phase, which invited us to take a clear view of our current reality. So we looked at what is happening to our earth now and what is projected to happen to the land, the animals, and the plants. Just writing about this, my gut seizes up. It was not a fun exercise. And it's not like I haven't heard about climate change. I've seen images of plastic in the oceans or melting polar ice caps. But now, with my heart a bit more open, I could feel the impact of business as usual. I could feel the impact of denying what was going on. Treating our earth like a never-ending bank account will result in a huge fine that we, and for sure our children, will have to pay. This part of the workshop is called Honoring Our Pain. It was meant to really allow us to be with our reactions to climate change. And most of my fellow participants teared up during this module. I was worried about the condition of my heart because I didn't. Not yet. The next module was called Seeing with New Eyes. In this portion of the workshop, we see how we are not separate from the earth or each other. We are interconnected. So in one exercise, we formed an inner and outer circle, and the inner circle represented people from 200 years from now, and the outer circle represented our ancestors who lived in 2019. The folks who represented 2019 were asked a lot of questions about what they did personally to help make a difference to sustain our planet, to sustain humanity. After listening to the 2019 ancestors answer a number of questions, it was our turn. We were to deliver a message to our ancestors from 200 years in the future. I learned later that all the other participants expressed gratitude to their ancestors for what they did. I, however, sat with a heavy heart and a lump in my throat. When words came, it was something like, "I don't understand. How could humans dump poison in their lands and in their rivers and think it makes no difference? How can we dump toxic waste into the air and think it makes no difference? I don't understand how we think we can keep taking resources from the earth and think it will never end. Were we so sure, were we so arrogant about our human ingenuity that we had this false notion that we could outsmart the earth, the universe?" By this time, I could barely get the words out. I was crying so hard. And the woman who played my fictional ancestor was feeling awful. And when the exercise was over, I knew I was talking to myself. I could no longer pretend I didn't see I was part of business as usual, an unsustainable life, and I had to change. Honoring the pain of the earth's destruction did open my heart and my eyes, so I am going forth, which is the fourth step of this workshop, with new eyes. How would I use my gifts and situation to actively practice active hope?
This has been The Best of Ourselves with leadership and life coach Marcia Hyatt. You'll find archived editions of this show on www.bestofourselves.com.